Who was watching The X Factor last night? Was it Mary something else from Ballyfermot? Go Mary, hey? But Mary will certainly be getting our vote all the way from Swords. Wasn't she fantastic? Brilliant. Well, good morning, everybody. This morning I'm going to be speaking on When Jesus Calms the Storm. But just before I get into it, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we have been looking at the adventures of God. You know, Noel spoke about the acceleration of God being released here in Liberty Community Church. You know, that we would see as a church and we would witness as a church the things that took place in the Bible. And I'm up for that. And I hope all of you are. Amen. Amen. You know, also Peter spoke last week about the call of God. And, you know, he spoke about, you know, getting out of the boat and having faith to step out of the boat. And this morning, I'm going to continue on with that sequence. You know, we're going to speak about what happened with the disciples. But just before I get into it, you know, before the storm, the disciples had been busy all that day with Jesus. They had been going about Galilee. They had witnessed with Jesus healing. They had witnessed with Jesus him preaching, ushering in the kingdom of God. They had seen it all that day with Jesus. But one of the things that they did see was Jesus healing a man with leprosy. You know, leprosy, it was a terrible skin disease. But the disciples witnessed him healing this man. And he healed him by just touching his hand. They also witnessed him, you know, healing a paralyzed, paralytic man. This was the centurion servant. And by faith, this man was healed. And he was healed just because Jesus spoke. They witnessed Peter's mother-in-law who had a fever just by touching her hand. He healed many who were demon-possessed just by speaking a word. Jesus did all of these miracles to plant faith in the hearts of the crowd and in the hearts of the disciples. But that same day, the 12 disciples who witnessed all these miracles that Jesus did, they faced a horrific storm. And, you know, the storm is recorded in Matthew, Mark and Luke. And this storm has significant power and it has significant meaning for us here today. So if you have your Bibles this morning, if you can open up Mark 4:35, and we're going to read Mark 4:35. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet. Be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." You know, what an incredible piece of scripture that God gave us here. You know, what we see here is a real life event that took place on the Sea of Galilee. You know, these fishermen, they were used to storms. But this really happened, this event. There was no modern day Hollywood crew, you know, hanging out in the bushes, you know, jumping in to create a scene and, you know, to create storms and lightning and thunder. There was none of that. But this was a real life event that took place. Nature came and attacked these fishermen in the boat. It was a scene of chaos. It was a scene of fighting for survival and a scene of surrender. But just to give you a background glimpse of what actually took place that day, as I began to prepare this, I just began to say to myself, what was it like to be in that boat? What was it like to be in a boat, you know, when there's a storm raging and you have no control over whether you're going to live or whether you're going to die? You know, I remember being in Florida here about 2 years ago. And we went in August. And when we went, it was hurricane season. And, you know, we went to the supermarket. And here's all the people in the supermarket. They're stocking up in their trolleys, you know, all their goods, you know, food and whatever else they needed. Because in hurricane season, they don't know when it's going to end. So just like these disciples, they were 12 men in a boat. The boat was nearly sinking. They began to panic. And you can just imagine the scene of these 12 men, like drowned rats. Fearful of the unknown, fearful of death, fearful of dying. But while they were struggling for life, what was Jesus doing? He was in the back. He was in the back of the boat, sleeping on a cushion. I love it. You know, and one would begin to ask, how could he sleep in this boat? There was 12 men screaming, yelling, you know, save us, Lord, we're drowning, we're drowning. And here's Jesus on the cushion, out cold. You know, but the storm didn't bother Jesus. You know, he was having a good sleep. After all, he put in a hard day's work. He was going about, you know, Galilee, healing people, teaching people, ushering in the kingdom of God. So he deserved a nap. But you know what? He was calm and he was in control. He was all cozied up on his little cushion. And the storm was raging and it didn't bother him. But the disciples, on the other hand, they were panic-stricken, freaking out. You know, and here we get to see a glimpse of the disciples' character. You know, these were fishermen. They were used to storms. They were used to weathering storms on the Sea of Galilee. See, the Sea of Galilee was known for storms just erupting out of nowhere. So these men were equipped. They knew how to combat storms. But this storm was a particularly different type of storm. They were frightened. But you know, through all the commotion that took place, they remembered Jesus. This boat was going down. It was going down like the Titanic went down, you know. And through all their yelling and screaming, they remembered Jesus. Teacher, don't you care if we drown? That's what was recorded in Mark. And in Luke, it's recorded, Master, Master, we're drowning. You know, you can see the disciples here kind of with an attitude of complaining, nearly blaming Jesus for this storm erupting. But you know, Jesus got up. He got up. And with just a command, he spoke to that storm and he said, be quiet, be still. You have no place here, storm. That storm had no place there. You know, the scene of fear and chaos had now been restored. It had been restored with calmness and amazement on the disciples' face. They were amazed at what Jesus could do just by speaking a word. But you know what? I fell in love with these disciples, and you just got to love them. You know, ordinary men like you and I. You know, and you know, they said to each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. You know, there's evidence here that Jesus is God, but they just didn't pick up on it. You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus knows the hearts and minds of men. He knew just how afraid the disciples were in the boat. You know, but why were they afraid? You have to ask yourself, why were they afraid? They had been with Jesus all day. They had seen everything that he did. So why were they afraid? They had seen with just a word, paralyzed legs could walk. When Jesus said to the paralytic, get up and take your mat and walk. They had seen with just a word, eyes open and sight being restored. They had also seen him rebuking evil spirits and telling the spirits, you have no place here. You have no authority here. They seen it. They witnessed everything that he did. Time and time again, they saw. They were a team out on a mission in Galilee, going about preaching, healing, teaching people. But they didn't know Jesus. And that's the sad part. The one who was in the boat with them was the Creator God, Creator of the universe, Creator and controller of the sea, Creator of mankind, Creator and Lord over nature. In the beginning, and when you go back to Genesis, it said that God said, "Let there be light." He spoke it into being. And with the same authority, he is in control over everything here today. The only part of creation that has ever dared to disobey God is humankind. But the disciples, you know, these guys, they just didn't get it. They just didn't get it. They lacked faith. They lacked faith that he was the Son of God. You know, it's mind-boggling to think, you know, why did they lack faith? Jesus did want faith from his disciples. He wasn't concerned with who was the strongest fisherman, the smartest fisherman, the best fisherman. That wasn't his concern. But what Jesus wanted from his disciples was faith. That's what he desired from them. But they were gripped with fear. And I looked up in the Bible, the definition of fear is a feeling of anxiousness, a feeling of apprehension, and a feeling of dread. Fear says, this situation in my life is too big for me to handle. Fear says, I'm not sure if I can trust God. But the opposite to fear is faith. And the dictionary says that faith is confidence or trust in a person or thing. Jesus called his disciples to grow. This was the reason Jesus trained them to have faith through the storm. The faith that Jesus desired from his disciples and that of which he spoke of. He had spoke to them about the mustard seed. And this parable is before the actual storm. And he spoke to them about this mustard seed. And the mustard seed, it's the smallest seed. But when it's planted, it grows into a big tree. He spoke to them of having complete trust in him, knowing for certain that he is God, having full assurance that he is in control, and being positive that he can do all things. You know, there is some people in the Bible, you know, that God gave to us to read. And one of those men is Joshua. You know, Joshua was called by the Lord and he was told, be strong and courageous. You know, take your inheritance, go into the land and take your inheritance. This was the promises of God. He spoke to Paul, you know, told Timothy, be strong in the grace of the Lord. It's recorded in 2 Timothy 2:1. But when we become fearful as people, we can become paralyzed. We can become just like the disciples. But faith says, God is in control. Faith says nothing is more powerful than God. You know, in the trials in our lives, you know, it can show us how much faith that we have. And when we are faced with small or big storms of life, they can either drown us, just like the disciples. You know, we can sink under. Or we can rise above. If we decide to live in fear and unbelief, we are lacking faith as a people. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is being sure of the things that we can't see. You know, Noah in the Bible, God told him to build an ark, that there was a flood coming. And people thought that this guy was mad. And here he was building this ark, but God saved Noah and his household. And this was Noah having faith, seeing the unseen. But life for us is like a sea sailing, and we often face the storms of life unexpectedly. The storms, they come without warning. We face accidents, sickness, failure in school, failure in work, or we lose someone close to us. But if our anchor is fastened to the rock of life, we cannot be moved and we cannot be shaken as a people. You see, in Jesus, there is no chaos. He can bring peace and rest into all situations. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. You know, about 9 months ago, I went through a horrific storm myself. I work in Aircom and I'm a manager, and I actually manage a team of 10 people. And through that time, it was a very painful time. I was a broken woman. One of my agents had made a complaint against me, claiming that I was being racist towards her. And even that word, that pierced my heart. I was a shattered woman. And I cried out to God. I said, Lord, you have to help me get through this. Lord, where are you? Just like those disciples, I came to a place where there was fear in my heart, not knowing what the outcome was going to be. But I knew in my heart of hearts I'd done nothing wrong. And the Lord in his great mercy showed up. He put people in this church around me. My husband, he was like my rock. But people in this church stood with me. They prayed with me. And God came through. And there was no blemish on my character. This accusation fell to the ground. And you know, it says in Romans 16:20 that God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. And that's what he did. When the Creator God said to the disciples, let us go over to the other side. This was God. He instigated this. Get in the boat and let's get over to the other side. The disciples should have believed that they would have got there, because nothing can stop the will of God. Nothing. Do you think that their unbelief or our lack of obedience can stop the will of God in our lives? You see, this was a great opportunity for them to grow in their faith. Likewise, in the midst of storms in our lives, we have the opportunity to grow. We have been given the promises of God, and we will get to our destination. So do not panic if you are in a storm, as storms are common to all of us. You see, faith in Jesus will bring you through. The world has taught us to be a fearing people. The world has taught us to be gripped and to be paralyzed with fear. Fear of death, fear of spiders, fear of flying, fear of growing old or aging, fear of letting go, fear of loneliness, fear of marriage, fear of failure, fear of the future, fear of making a decision, fear of stepping out of the boat. And as a people, we find ourselves in the boat, getting tossed from one side to the other and allowing the storm to come up and rage fear over us. But Jesus is calling you out of the boat, and he's calling you out to stay out of the boat and not to get back into the boat. And a few weeks ago, we heard about the fish jumping up and the fish getting into your head and saying, you did this and you did that. But Jesus is saying, come on, get out. Walk with me. You know, why were the disciples afraid? Jesus said to the disciples, why are you so afraid? Don't you have any faith at all yet? And I believe that can be a question for some of us here this morning. You see, he used this storm to train the disciples to know who he was. And Jesus uses the storms of life to plant faith in us so that we don't need to panic, but we can live a life of freedom and victory. So what has the Lord been teaching you lately through your storms? Can you hear his voice? Are you in the panic and the mayhem? Have you got what he wants you to learn in your storms? Have you taken the opportunity to learn and grow in your relationship with him? You know, through my time last year of that horrific storm that I went through, it brought me closer to God. There was days where I didn't feel like picking up my Bible. There was days where I didn't feel like praying. But I would stick on a worship CD and I would just feel his presence. And his presence would minister to me. If you choose to put your faith in God, you will live by faith, not by fear. God helps us overcome fear by giving us opportunities to trust in him. You know, when a hiker goes climbing, one of the things that he brings with him is a backpack. And he puts in that backpack his essentials to help him get through the day. But the backpack can sometimes be heavy, and it can be heavy on his body weight. But you know, when the hiker decides to take a rest, he takes off the backpack and he feels freedom. He feels a lightness within himself. And most of us here this morning are carrying some type of backpack on our back. We're carrying a backpack with burdens, with life's, you know, with things that life throw at us. And this morning you need to release that backpack. You need to tell that backpack to get off. You see, these burdens can swamp us. They can keep us up late at night. The burdens can press in on all sides. But Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are burdened, and I will give you rest." These words have touched the hearts of many. And sometimes we can read these words like a, you know, like a pinch of salt. But the first thing we must do with these burdens is come to Jesus. Without him, our lives have no real purpose. Yet God created each of us with a special purpose in mind. See, the trials we face in this world will either make us or break us. And Jesus said to those who hear my word and put them into practice will be like a house built on solid foundation. And no flood will come in and swamp you. Storms are opportunities to grow. If Jesus brought you to it, Jesus will see you through it. And you know, the storms training, it is a challenge. It's a challenge for many of us in our walk. But we, like the disciples, can grow closer in our relationship. We can experience the deeper love of God even through our storms. You know, the Christian life does not guarantee smooth sailing. But God has blessed us with the most powerful weapon. And that powerful weapon is his living word. And what we need to do as a people is get this word into our lives daily. And this word will conquer all fear. And it will rise up our faith in us. So when life is rough, praise God. Praise him in the storms. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him for his goodness. Begin to thank him for your blessings. You see, God is worthy of all praise. As we begin to praise the name of the Lord, everything else in this world begins to fade away. You know, in Acts 16, 25, 31, it talks about Paul and Silas and when they were thrown into jail. And they had got a severe beating off the crowd. But instead of fearing for their lives and becoming angry with God, they began singing and praising God. And that at that time, the presence of God came into that jail. And the Spirit just began to flow through that jail. And the chains began to fall off Paul and Silas and the other prisoners. And they were set free that night. You see, the wind of God will be in our sails. When we experience the storms of life, yes, we will get tossed. We will get tossed around the boat. We will get knocked to and fro. But you know what? We will live an adventurous life with God because God will be with us. So this morning, God wants you as a people to throw your anchor into him. So to throw your anchor to the rock of life. He wants to set you free from the bondages of fear. And when we block our dreams, we allow our fear to grow bigger. But with faith this morning, don't tell God how big your storm is. With faith this morning, tell your storm how big your God is. So whatever storm is raging in your life right now, you know, I'm going to invite the worship team to come back. And if this word has spoke to you, if this message has spoke to you this morning, we have a ministry team here that can pray with you, that they can stand with you. So we want to call you forward if you feel to come forward. You see, Jesus can bring calmness and, you know, to chaos. So whatever storm is raging up in your world right now, Jesus will bring calmness to it. He will bring you to your destination. You know, just like the disciples, Jesus brought them to their destination. When they got in the boat and went to the other side, they made it to the other side. And here they faced a man that was demon possessed. So they were still about the kingdom of God, ushering in the kingdom of God. So God doesn't stop, and God will not stop here today. So this morning, Father, we just ask, Lord God, Jesus, Father, we ask, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, will take this anchor up, Lord, from the bottom of the sea, Lord, and throw it into the rock of life, Father God. I ask, Lord God, that you would release, Lord, your anointing power over your people, Lord. That, Father, whatever storms are raging in their life right now, Lord, that you will come in, Lord, and that the shalom peace of God would just begin to rest in people's world, Lord. That the shalom peace of God would begin to say to the storms, be quiet, be still. Know, people, this morning that your God is with you. He's in this boat with you. He's with you through everything that you are facing right now. But all he wants is for you as a people to step out and step out in faith this morning and trust and know that he is God. Trust like Noah. When Noah knew that there was a flood coming, he went and he built the ark. So trust this morning that God is here. He's in this house because he's calling you out. He wants to rid you of all fear. He wants to rid you of all bondage that's holding you back from walking in love with him. So, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you would release your anointing power this morning. Release, Father God, the kingdom of God in this place, Lord God. Release, Father God, freedom, Lord. Release, Father God, your power, Lord, for your people, Lord, to come and to step out of fear, Lord Jesus. Father, release, Lord God, your anointing power. Jesus. Jesus.